This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A six-year-old boy has died after being bitten by a rattlesnake near Colorado Springs. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says though the bites are uncommon, officials are urging people to be careful.
Colorado Springs television station KKTV says the boy was bitten on July 5th at the Blue Stem Prairie Open Space in Security Widefield. He died Monday. Colorado Springs Fire Department Captain Don Watkins says such bites are rare. His department only responds to one once or twice a year, still.
It is definitely something that anybody out in our open spaces or parks, you want to be aware of, because it is not a situation to take lightly.
Watkins says if you are bitten by a rattlesnake, limit movement, call 911, and let first responders come to you. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Ballots from last month's primary are under review by election officials who are looking for discrepancies between paper votes and electronic records. The risk-limiting audits are required by state law. Bipartisan teams will randomly select ballots to make sure they're accurately recorded by automated scanners. If they find too many errors, a full recount is triggered. But the Secretary of State's office says that hasn't happened since the audits began in 2017. Denver's Climate Office has approved a $41 million contract to help big buildings ditch fossil fuels. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The Mile High City has lots of apartments and office buildings. Altogether, their energy use represents half of its climate warming emissions. This week, the City Council approved an agreement with Michaels Energy Incorporated, a consulting firm, to administer a new program to help fix the problem. It includes incentives for electric furnaces and water heaters. Those should help property owners handle upcoming regulations to replace systems fueled by natural gas. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 206.